Welcome to Keith and the Girl. I'm Keith Malley.
I'm Chemda. Thanks for listening.
Right before the show, I made a mistake and I wasn't in the room and the theme song played early by accident. And Chemda goes, oh no, what are people going to think? And she's right, because that's what it is about, right? About looking good and not willing to look bad. And the things that I just came back from a landmark, the therapy weekend I was telling you about. And there's what you know.
Oh God, he's going to be insufferable for like weeks. How many landmark days equals a day of this?
Well, what I know is what I know. And that was 36 hours. But then you have what you don't know. Well, anyway, let me introduce to you today's guest first. From Chicago Sketch Fest, Limestone Comedy. If you had a festival, she was there. Just for laughs in Chicago. Rena Kalm.
Hello.
How you doing, Rena?
Hi, good. It's good to be back.
I'm looking, last time you were here, way too long. June of 2015.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
2 years.
I think
years.
That was with Kristen Toomey on that trip.
That's right. And if you look at keithandthegirl.com/guest, you type in a guest name, for example, Rena Kalm, and you can see other times that guest was on. And I see, again, June 24th, 2015.
Wow.
In show notes, I read, Chemda's denial of her own allergies led to the cancellation of yesterday's Keith and the Girl and her being prescribed her very own inhaler. Cut to today, we know that wasn't allergies, was it, Chemda?
Right. No, it wasn't.
It was
a tumor.
It sure was.
So,
yeah, I mean, I followed along on social media. You know what I mean?
I feel like I didn't know a tumor manifested in coughs and not being able to breathe. But apparently it was pushing my esophagus 2 years ago. I discovered it 1 year ago. And today, I'm healthy.
We have the voices in our head, right?
Oh,
and we have to set those aside and listen to what's talking. Is it allergies? Mm. Is it cancer?
Somebody told me that the human stomach has more brain cells than like a dog's brain.
By the way, all of these things should be the voices in your head by doctors, but they're not. And especially like you're saying like, The voice in my head when I got the inhaler was a doctor. The doctor was like, yeah, sure, you got allergies. Here's an inhaler. Man. Oh, you can't breathe? Here's something that will help.
Try anything.
This is what Landmark teaches you, to think with your stomach. And you're right.
Your gut. Yeah, you got to listen to your gut.
Right. Also, back in 2015, what a simpler time. Bill Cosby is the subject of a defamation lawsuit from three of his victims for damaging their reputations.
Oh, what news?
The pudding pop guy? Wait a minute.
Now cut to today when Bill Cosby really did just tweet out his legal team.
What?
I am pleased to announce the new legal team for my criminal trial. And he lists pictures of the people. He thinks it's an NBA game.
What a lunatic.
That is so tone deaf.
Yeah.
And on my side. And then like he puts a video of all his lawyers like breaking through one of those banners.
Yeah.
Are you ready for this?
Yeah. And defending me from rape on multiple counts. I think we're at dozens at 76 or so.
Yeah. Does he get one lawyer for every accusation or how does that work?
They wouldn't all fit.
Oh, right.
It'd be bigger than the dream team.
Yeah.
You know? They'd come in, they'd have to be on video. So we recorded.
There's not enough Gatorade is what he's trying to say.
We recorded this on Monday when I just came back from Landmark Forum weekend. And the eclipse, of course, was on Monday. And they tell you, don't look at the sun. I am not going to be the sun's bitch.
No.
I absolutely peeked at it.
Yeah, so did I. I feel fine.
I see spots, but.
But that's fun. Some people use money to go see spots. You know, they buy the right drugs and they don't even see the right spots.
Absolutely.
Good for you, Keith.
It's also like they will make money off of anything and there's no way that the sun is more sunny than it's like just, you shouldn't ever look at the sun.
Right.
But you don't need like special eclipse glasses because, ooh, those eclipses, like there's actually probably less sun, but.
I think you're right. They're selling all this shit. And the sun is being covered today.
Yeah.
Oh, here's some glasses to see the sun, to not see the sun.
Yeah, it's a sunspiracy theory.
But how am I going to know when it sneaks up on me? It's there, and I'm still staring at it. This is very painful. You know, when it starts hurting, I'll look away. These are the people that need to be told to be hydrated during the summer. Yes, people die, but we didn't need them. Every 100 years, it's been 100 years. So you have to turn this into a fake event. The whole world's doing it. And it's going to be a while until we do Hands Across America again. So yeah, I saw the sun. Here's a shitty picture, see?
But you know what? They got me a little bit. But the problem is they don't get me enough. I'm just like, so it's today. And I'm just like, maybe if everyone's into it, I should at least look up like what's going in front of what, right? Like, are we missing the sun? Are we, what is the moon doing something? I didn't really fully understand the eclipse. So I looked it up and God damn, people who write about this are verbose. Just tell me the time and date.
No, like, kidding.
What time should I not look up? Are you kidding me? And who was
there? Are many wonders in the sky.
Right. I'm just like, this could be a short article. Just tell me what time. And so I'm looking it up and I'm reading extra information. Like, people are in so much awe of this. People start crying because of it. They have epiphanies because of it. And I'm like, maybe I should consider not missing out.
Yeah, so then, I mean, it's every, 40 years or something, or 30 years?
100.
So, oh, okay. Well, that's, I read less than you.
But is it really 100? Because I feel like in my lifetime, people were selling these glasses.
Yeah, for sure. I remember one of these.
Right?
I'm not 100.
Or maybe we saw a movie.
Yeah, it's probably a movie. I have no idea.
You saw Arena. Did you cry?
Unrelated to the eclipse, I did cry right before it as I was listening to Dark Side of the Moon on the way over here and really cranking it out. And I was just thinking about something else, though. The music got to me.
Do you soundtrack a lot of your life?
No, not like thoughtfully, you know.
Like when you get on the subway, do you have to hear J-Lo's On the Six?
I think when you get on the subway as a New Yorker, you have to not listen to J-Lo's On the Six.
I actually try not to listen to music when I'm like around a lot of people. I get scared of like people sneaking up on me. Like, I'll put on my headphones, but I don't usually blast stuff. And I'm in my car all the time now. I can't relate to train talk as much.
Oh, because you moved.
Yeah. Well, I also have my car here. This is my first time. Well, second time having a car in New York. Last time I didn't drive it around as much, but.
How is it? Because I always, when I had a car in New York, I was like, oh, it's a good idea if I zip in and out of here. And then I want to light the car on fire, not call insurance, because I don't even want to, just like, whatever it is, I want it out of my life, because it always seems like a good idea and it's not. But Rena, what's your experience?
I've had to not pay for parking any of the days that I've been here.
Oh, that's so nice. Go fuck yourself.
today was the first day that I had to deal with like the street sweeping and stuff, which was weird. Is everybody just, nobody moves their car here. So everybody just double parks on the other side of the street. But with all the shows that I'm doing back and forth between the city and Brooklyn, it's like, I don't want to mess with the train some nights. Yeah, it's been going good.
Congrats.
I think that it's very intimidating to drive in New York, and something about me is suicidal, or I'm not as afraid of it. I do deliveries in Chicago too. So like every now and then, or wherever I am, I do Postmates. So it's wherever I am in the country that I decide to log on. And, I think people drive scarier in like Pittsburgh than in New York is what I've experienced.
Keith, you're from Pittsburgh.
I never drove there.
Yeah, I don't know. I almost died on the road a couple times in Pittsburgh for sure. But New York's not so scary. I think people are intimidated, but if you just proceed with confidence, they all have brakes, you know?
Oh, they all have brakes. They also all have texts.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. No, you have to pay the most attention. But
I'm seeing, by the way, going back to the eclipse, Joe Kim Booster informed us that we have our first blind president now. you can look at it, look at the total eclipse through a colander, and it makes funny shape. I think I read it wrong. I used a spatula and a whisk, and I'm blind.
I saw some kids using those cereal boxes outside, but like they weren't pointing them at the sun. They're just like looking in a box.
They're looking in the box.
Yeah, they're just looking in the box.
All right, let me mention this and we'll get to Landmark. I'm going to tell you guys how to fix your lives and you're welcome. Please. First, let me mention this. ZipRecruiter, are you hiring? Do you know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Do you? I'm going to tell you. With ZipRecruiter, you can post your job to 100 plus job sites with just one click. Then their powerful technology efficiently matches the right people to your job better than anyone else. That's what makes them different. Okay? Unlike other job sites, ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them. In fact, over 80% of jobs posted on ZipRecruiter get a qualified candidate in just 24 hours. No juggling emails, calls to the office. Simply screen, write, and manage candidates all in one place with ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use dashboard. Found out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by businesses of all sizes to find the most qualified candidates with immediate results.
And that's right funny. Now, find out why. Meanwhile, we're getting you all the right recruitments.
Yeah. Right now, you can post job sites on ZipRecruiter for free. That's right. free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/KATG. That's ZipRecruiter.com/KATG. One more time. Try it free. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/KATG. All right? Okay. Now, I know that, but I'm evolved.
Yeah.
You know, I went to, so on.
Is this a new and improved Keith?
New and you know what? Everybody can use improvement, even this guy, me.
You have a lightness about you.
Thank you.
I mean, it's been a couple of years, but. Right.
I thought he was the eclipse. I walked in here with glasses. I was almost blinded. So Landmark is an intense weekend. Like it's 3 days.
It's 3 days, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. I was excited. My wife got me this. I was excited, but I understood it was 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. So I was very surprised to find out I'd be sitting in swamp ass.
Now, your wife got you this as a gift. Like, here, go fix yourself.
Well, some gift, right?
And where is it?
It happens to be, this one's in Manhattan. They're, oh, okay. They're all over.
But do you have to, so it's 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. Do you stay there? No, do you go home every night?
It's 9 a.m. to 10 p.m.
That's what I meant.
She followed, but you can see the confusion.
Yes.
No, you have to sleep there overnight. Yeah, you do. You go there in about 3 hours, you get a half hour break, then another 3 hours or so, half hour break, another 3 hours or so, hour and a half dinner break, and then the final hours. And then you come back the next day.
Oh, okay.
And I'll get into it, but during that off time, let's say, you're supposed to be doing things to improve your life, which is usually write letters to people or call them. But as I'll explain, who wants to be called after 11 p.m. by the time I get home and before 8 a.m. and going, fuck you for what you did to me?
Yeah.
You know.
What are they encouraging you to call about?
Well, I'll tell you that.
Okay.
So let me be clear also for those listening, because I don't want to mess with your head too much. Am I a graduate of Landmark? No. Not until you have your Friday, Saturday, and Sunday dates. And if you go, you go on that weekend. Then Monday, go out, experience the world, right? Hopefully you still have a job.
Try out the new you on a Monday.
Right. Then on Tuesday evening is when you come and you bring in friends and family.
And that's why we have you here today. Would you come to Keith's Landmark thing?
It's like the opposite of an intervention, you know?
Right. And then I will be a graduate. So I'm going to tell you what I know from taking the whole course, but I don't yet have my certificate.
Oh, it's like we'd be coming to your graduation on Tuesday night.
Yes.
I see.
So this is the new you that you're trying out for today.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Every word out of my mouth is new.
This is incredible.
But is it new into the future? No, it's the present. That's all I have. Now, the stuff I did just say, ignore it all. That's the past.
It's the past. It's behind us.
Kind of wasted your time.
Got to live in the moment.
Yeah.
That's a very important thing towards gaining happiness is being in the moment, being present.
But only if you say it sarcastically like Keith does. Then it really works.
But that's funny because we'll get to that. That's the way Kenda took it. The fact is,
I believe it.
What happened? Well, I said these words. What is the story Kenda created? Sarcasm. That's how she took it. Another person out there, maybe they're psychotic, they took it as actual learning tools. Well, so am I saying, no, I don't acknowledge she thought that? No, she thought that. That is her story.
And I'm psychotic.
And you're psychotic, so you took it as something positive. Now, am I not valuing the way you feel?
That's my perspective.
That's your perspective.
It's crazy, but it's mine.
What you do with those stories, blah, blah, blah. Okay? I had to go to the bathroom sometimes. I was drinking a lot of water. So anyway, I'm going to tell you today tools that can change your life. And since Landmark costs $750.
God damn. Oh my God. God damn.
I'm only going to charge you $25. That seems fair, right? Marina, do you have $25 on you?
I mean, sure. No, actually.
What do you have? Because you can make a down payment on your future. Seems pretty. You were seeing the eclipse.
Is this a pyramid scheme?
I'm just looking at one person, my friends and family and anyone they know.
So here's the thing. Mm-hmm. So, okay, earlier last week we were talking about, is Keith going to really get something out of this? There was already a bit of sarcasm, but sure. There was also a hopefulness where he's, you know, going to absorb whatever, take what you want, leave the rest sort of thing, right?
For the record, I've never been to therapy of any kind.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And he was looking forward to it. Like, he had this beautiful attitude. If there's something for me to learn, I want to keep open to mm-hmm. learning. And of course, I was like, I heard it was a pyramid scheme. He's like, I'm open to learning. And I shut my mouth. But
so now me and I have a Dr. Shkreli is going to come in here in a second and see if you know a gentleman named Creflo Dollar. And we have a couple things we want to say to you.
But here's the thing. So all the stuff that he's saying is the stuff that I learn in my meetings. I go to Al-Anon. And sure. It's, I think it's similar to regular therapy sessions and all of these, you know, improve yourself. I'm also listening to videos. Hubby and I are reading morning, you know, readings that encourage us and help us move forward and all this sure. shit. They all say the same thing, but sometimes something clicks, you know, or you're desperate enough or you're looking for it enough.
Yeah, that's not this. I want to be clear. That's not this.
That's what bothers me about
How
this.
How has that been working out? Interesting. So this is its own thing. The word therapy is an insult. Why? Again, I had to go to the bathroom. But it is an insult, and it's totally different. Now, does the guy that led the forums leader, if you will, could he answer to any questions about therapy? No, he's never been, he's never gone. But he will be clear that this has nothing to do with it.
See, and that's, so what I dislike about it is it's tarnishing the real words that actually people can use. Because, you know, you do have to live in the present moment, right. But that could sound like an asshole thing to say if you're not doing the backstory and the real shit behind right. it. And so I think the major difference in these things is the pyramid scheme aspect of it. Like, you can't just charge people that much.
Yeah, I mean, also, like you're saying, you can get the same kind of enlightenment for free if you just look into it and seek out
that. And don't get me wrong, I'm also buying books. I'm sure. also, you know, you can spend money on it. But in these places, and I think in church also, don't come unless you pay. Don't come mm-hmm. unless you look a certain way. Don't come unless you talk about us a certain way. Don't come unless, and it's all this like, all this stuff up front, and I hate that it tarnishes like some good actual advice.
It's like interesting too that you say that you get the same kind of vague message from all of these different places when, and then you brought up church, because I feel like it's kind of like religion where it's like a lot of these stories are very similar, just with like however we put our spin on it in this faith. You
That's
know?
Actually what I've been learning, and I have a minister for a father-in-law, and I'm writing letters in my head like, oh, I get what God is now. I get how the Bible mirrors this stuff, but there's a deity. Mm-hmm. There's somebody who makes more money than other people, you know, and it's not like I'm all for paying for therapy and that's fine. But there's like a tinge of shittiness in some of these things, you know?
Mm-hmm. Right. Now, okay. So I'm going to assume you're good for the money, okay?
Because, that's brave of you.
Because remember, this room is private and we don't do our shakedowns in public.
Okay.
Okay. So this is private. This is a safe space. Let me put it this way. Who has sunglasses? This is what the leader would keep doing. Who has sunglasses? It's like, I know you do this all the time. Bring sunglasses. So anyway, you get, who has sunglasses? And the guy's like, here's my sunglasses. Hope you don't have astigmatism. So here's some sunglasses. Okay. So put those on.
Ooh, we're getting real therapy here. Okay.
Now, what do you see? What
Wait,
do you see?
How much do I owe for this?
This is right now $12 we're up to.
Whoa.
Okay.
I have my own sunglasses. Does that?
those are Iron Man sunglasses.
Oh, no.
So look around. You see what you see?
You understand that the whole time I'm doing this therapy now, I'm just thinking like, oh, this is $12. $13, $14.
We'll get to that. That's the voice in your head trying to make things make sense. Okay. So we're going to get rid of that. Now,
Think that's my Judaism.
Am I invalidating your Judaism? No, but that has nothing to do with this. So fuck your Judaism.
Okay. I've been hearing that a lot lately.
Now hand me back the sunglasses. Now look what you see. You're present, right? Very good. Have a seat, everybody.
No way.
Very good. Very good. Now.
Fuck you. Did you say fuck you?
We'll get to that. That's just the start.
Bathroom break number one.
Right.
Did you have to pay $1 for the bathroom?
Let's make it number two.
Yeah, but we started making friends with other people, so we'd leave the door open for each other.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. No, Andrea said, should I get newspapers today? And I said, for what? What is news? You know, we live in the present. And I'm authentic with integrity. And what am I worried about? The news?
But like, speaking of the past and the present, people that exclusively live in the present, like you're saying, without like the, you know, knowledge and backup, if you exclusively live in the present, then absolutely you're going to look right up at that sun, you know?
Who cares if I'm blind tomorrow?
Right.
I hear you. I hear you. I'm going to stare until you take your seat. Good? We good? Okay. Because obviously I have folders in front of me. Okay. We're good. Give her a minute. She participated. Okay. Very good. Very good. Now, are Nazis marching down the street? Was there a terrorist attack in yet another otherwise peaceful part of the world? Yes. Am I invalidating any of this? No. But what story am I placing on it? Is it sad? Is that a fact? Where is Sad? Look around. I don't see it. Where is it?
Sad? Oh, I want to kill them. Again, like leading up to it, I'm like, these are valid things. These are things you could learn from.
What they do in that program is they make no sense until you give up on thinking. And then you're just like, I guess, you know what? At hour 7, I was still skeptical, but the third day, I was like, I guess this is my life now.
You know what? I don't think you're out of line.
Thank you.
I'm going to give you a $25 coupon off of $750.
Oh, yeah. My gosh. I feel it working. This is worth it.
Make a phone call to your friends. Tell them to come. Quick, don't think. Tell them you love it. It's only been 2 fucking hours. Tell them you love it now. No, I did get some things from it. No, you know, I'll hint at it. Personal relationship stuff was a big thing. I'm going to say this on My Name is Keith, because you do have to hear the latest My Name is Keith episode to understand how it led to me going to therapy in the first place. The show is called The Studio. I do want you to hear that.
It's where he tricked me on his own. We both have our own shows that we host by ourselves. Mm-hmm. So we could be like, fuck that guy. No. Just for... who gives a shit? So right. He has a show called My Name is Keith. Usually he interviews the guest while super drunk, and he tricked me. He's like, you don't have to drink. And I'm like, oh, that's interesting. Then I interviewed him. Interesting.
She did the work. I didn't have to take a single note.
Anyway, you do want to listen to that.
Yeah.
Yikes.
But anyway, the point is, you know what? You're right that it does take from different things. Like, let's say you have a point. Now, again, I get it. Just came off this, so I'm high from it. But... like you don't drink during it, so you're always thinking, right? So, you know, I get home and I'm like, well, technically I'm done with the course. I can have a drink. And then I'm like, this will sound stupid, but I'm like, no, let's live in the present. Do I want to drink right now? No, I don't. It's not healthy. So I won't. So it's kind of like the same thing as one day at a time, right? Mm-hmm. But so, you know, in that way, it's not the worst thing. And if you remember... on Monday, Brother Love called in and said about his landmark. And we all know he's got his shit together. So obviously, this is a great thing. Day one, okay? Friday. First half, I was ready to slit wrists.
Wait, what is... Can I walk you a little before that?
Sure. I was on time.
I really was going to ask you. Were you rushing over just to paint a picture?
No.
Okay.
No, but subway-wise, I get lucky. If it's not a fucked up weekend... subway wise, I happen to get lucky.
Okay.
Were you listening to any music on the way in?
Dark Side of the Moon, perhaps?
On the 6.
When you walked in, were you surprised at what you saw? Did it seem dim or negative, positive?
No, you knew everybody was there for the same reason, even if they didn't know what.
Was it chairs like lectures, chairs in a circle?
Chairs like lectures.
Is it serene, or is it like fluorescent lighting, like a classroom, you know, or?
It's more serene, air conditioned.
Okay. Important.
Very important.
They don't want to sweat you out?
No.
Okay, so now you pick a seat next to someone, not next to someone.
It has to be next to somebody.
It's full?
Not necessarily. It's a huge room. It's full on that Tuesday when you bring everybody, but it's there's about 150 people.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
Okay.
Did they start right on time? Like right at 9?
Yes.
Crack at 9?
Yeah, because they're making a point.
Right. Yeah. Do you look at people around?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'll turn around, look at everybody's face and try to see who's here. And
they seem friendly.
Most people dress nice. Everybody's friendly.
What did you wear? Let me guess. Cargo shorts, that shirt.
These... green shorts.
Okay, cargo shorts.
And a shirt with sleeves.
Whoa.
Yes.
You were serious.
Yeah,
I wore... shorts and sleeved shirt.
I wore a button down. It's a shirt I have with 3 buttons on top.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. They don't work, but... or do they?
Did anybody else throughout the program kind of like... do you feel like it really got to anybody in particular?
I'll tell
you. We'll get to that. We just started on time.
You're right. We just started on time.
But yes, without question. Absolutely.
Funny though. Today, Keith didn't come to work on time. So 1 point not landmark.
Okay. I forgot to do something that I promised. And with my integrity, I had to go back and take care of it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
But the first half of the first day, so slow where they're like... so authenticity is important. What is authenticity? Go ahead. Just raise your hand and shout it out.
No, just tell us. And we came here because we don't know what it is.
Yeah.
It's authentic to pay $750 for you to ask me what authentic is.
And these adults, they're like children. They love to be validated and they love the attention. Maybe that's a dumb thing to say, you know, that, like, that's a lesson. We all like to be validated, but they need it. And they're raising their hands like, it means truth. Truth, very good. Sure. How about you? Telling the truth. Okay, telling the truth, very good. Can I say one? Yes, go ahead. Like being honest? I like being honest. Very good. I'm like, oh, I did very good.
Can I ask a question? Yeah. Why is the bald guy writing this stuff down?
Can you kind of, could you tell, like, the people that were there besides you? I don't know how many people it was, but were most of the people
doing talk shows?
It was 150 people.
Wait, no, I thought that was with the family. That's how many it seats.
No.
Oh, there's 150 people in the course?
Yes.
Oh, sure.
Times $750 minus the $25 coupon.
Oh, my, of course. Yeah. So, I mean, you can't get a feel on everybody probably, but do you feel like most people in that room had already done therapy and this was like a new thing?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, but talking to people, I realized most people have done some sort of therapy. A large amount, if not half, have done yoga.
I'm not in any therapy. I haven't been for a long time or any medication. And so, like, I'm very fascinated by, like, different methods of that, especially as I did a show the other night. And it's kind of a common thing where, like, all comics are in therapy, right? That's like a thing.
I even went one time, excuse me, to the therapist to the comics.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Because it's like, oh, he sees a lot of comics. He gets like this ridiculousness. Turns out he's just an egomaniac who just loves that all the comics come to him.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he can go fuck himself.
Well, at my show the other night, like, the host was like crowd working and talking to all the audience members about what antidepressants they were on. And I'm like, okay, if we're all in therapy and on something, maybe all of us are fine. You know, like, if everybody's...
Quite some math that you're doing in your head. I like it. I'm going to go with what you're saying.
You know.
It's better than $750 for 3 days.
Yeah. I stared at the sun today, though. So, you know. It's
like, what do I know?
That's my therapy.
So there was something that I liked, for example, where you have, and obviously I was being silly about it, but they call it what happened versus your story. So I'm drawing two circles here, right?
Like boobs.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I started.
What's wrong with us that's what we
Well, that's my
what's
story.
Right with us. Yes. Okay.
So I started giggling, right? And I said, that's my story. I find this funny. So I have my two, and you have what happened. Like, let's say you were right. Okay. So that happened. Now,
that's so, wow. Okay.
I'm sorry if you have 12 hours a day for 3 days. I only have an hour today.
Okay.
Okay. So you were right. Fact.
Oh my God.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll have you call your rapist in 3 hours.
Trigger warning.
And I'll have you forgive them. Can you fucking imagine? So anyway. That is what happened. Now, what's the story? The story.
Do I sign them up for the program as well?
Please do. Picture if they could help you. I don't think I'm joking. Now, then over here, you have your story. What is your story? Why you're worthless. You're a piece of shit, right? So then you kind of connect. Well, what happened? And then the story you made up. We call this the vicious circle, okay? Then it goes back to what happened. So something else happens. For example, your cat called on the street. Well, then you remember that you're worthless and a piece of shit. And it keeps building and building and you have this stuck with you. I'm like, oh, that's interesting.
Now, what was your story? What did you fill out in those? Since you decided that I got raped.
Were you catcalled?
And I could deal with that.
Were you catcalled today?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
We can talk about it.
My story is I love it. So now anytime somebody even says hello, I'm ecstatic. Right? Well, and I have to realize that's not real. I made that up.
That's very smart to break it down like that, separate the truth from your perspective. But it's, you know, again, it's one of those things that... Yeah, right.
Right. And you can't erase. You're not necessarily erasing the story you did because it's so ingrained, it's too late. But you're just supposed to recognize when it comes up that, hey, this person didn't necessarily say that. For example, here, I'll give you an example. My Catherine texted me today and said, you realize she's out on some trip. You realize you haven't really shared any takeaways from this weekend. She did this course before.
Okay.
And I wrote, I know. Also, it's a packed weekend. Like I said, I think it's odd that they, and I'll get into this. It's odd that they expect you to call and share during these breaks and at night in the early morning. I know you did, but that's strange. I know you did it, but that's strange to me. I need a minute before I feel like, so I'm not just vomiting on somebody. Mm-hmm. And I know I can't. And I said, because she knows these terms, I know I can't let my story now be that you're frustrated because that's not real. And I know that she has to be frustrated. And she wrote, I'm not. I was just asking. And I go, see, I'm learning. Yeah, I put that on me that I made it up.
Sure.
Mm, okay.
Yeah.
And then, you know, if there was another argument later or something, not argument, if something happened where she came off frustrated to me through text, because we're not great over text, that would keep feeding itself.
Yeah.
You know?
Totally.
I mean, I think the intensive thing is good to do it all quickly like that, but especially like you were saying, calling people late. And also what you just said, like spoke to me about like needing a minute to kind of sit in your mindset.
Right.
To, you know, you don't want to like emotionally vomit on people. And
well, a woman, for example, and you know, you're on, you assume you're on the person's side, whoever's talking in this, right? But she is, has a boyfriend. The boyfriend has an ex-wife. With the ex-wife, the boyfriend has three kids. The ex-wife will not let the new mom or the new woman in her, in the relationship to know the kids.
How long have they been dating?
A nice amount of time. Way too long. And so, long story short, the dude convinces the woman to...
The ex-wife?
The... No, convinces the new woman to call the ex-wife. And now the ex-wife is like, stay away from my fucking kids.
Oh, wow.
The boyfriend is like, we had an agreement where you wouldn't do something like that. So the guy's a pussy and out of line. Mm-hmm. But it's like, yes, calm down and think about things.
Oh, so wait.
Don't just jump on a fucking phone call at 12 p.m. Even if you're using nice words, because you're taught how to. Don't be saying, I need to be part of your family.
Were they there together? The woman and the man?
No, just her.
So the guy called his girlfriend to say, hey, call my ex-wife?
No, the new girlfriend called the ex-wife to say...
Oh. So the program landmark convinced her that that's one of the calls she should make at the end of the day.
You make whatever is bothering you call.
Okay, so here's the difference between my meeting and this is they do encourage you to make amends, to talk things through.
Right.
But there's a stipulation unless that would harm that person. So sometimes you saying sorry or you just reaching out does harm that person. So it's not that you're getting it off you and finished, end of story. I said sorry. Why? Because then... It's such a shitty thing. And I think that is, and also my program says, but it says don't make any changes for a year unless you're in a crisis and you're physically or somehow in danger. And
like,
then
I don't think your emotions are supposed to be in an intensive. I think, I don't know. I mean, I think it's an interesting idea.
It's bad to respond from that place.
Yeah, I think you should feel things in the moment, but not. Oh, that's a lot. And also, making amends thing, I had somebody try to make amends to me once that we weren't even particularly close, but of course I'm going to meet with this person. They say they're going through the program and I want to hear what they have to say. It was a comedian, of course, but this person, I meet with them and they're like, so, is there anything I've ever done that you want me to apologize
for?
I was like, did you just make me come here to talk about you without a plan?
Right.
Like, so, you had nothing to say?
A lot of this, especially from Landmark to me, is very self-serving. Mm-hmm. And you're there to heal yourself. But you're calling somebody to say, you know what I thought about? And I realized why I did cheat on you. You what? Oh, I cheated on you. Anyway, I realized why. And it was because my dad and my mom, and I always wanted to be in control and blah, blah, blah. Anyway, I got to go back and be sequestered for 3 hours. Take care. I have to wolf down a sandwich.
Oh, yeah. And you can't answer your phone after that.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. They definitely block it, by the way. There's no service there.
That's almost like weaponizing people with emotions and just like sending them out at night. Like,
yeah.
I feel like there's a different way of doing that. Let's say, first of all, there could be some people out there that will forever be mad at you and get over it and too bad. Yeah. And they get to like have their anger and have their whatever. Even if they misunderstood you in the biggest way, it doesn't matter. There's some people that are just going to be mad at you. But the other way of doing that, let's say you did cheat on someone. They probably don't need to know if you're not in their life anymore, but you probably did mistreat them and call them crazy because you're lying to them and gaslighting them because that's what it takes, right? So instead, you call them up and you go, if you even call them up, I mistreated you. Mm-hmm. I called you crazy for a lot of things and it was really me going through a hard time and I'm sorry that I ever had something go. And you don't even have to call me back. You don't have to acknowledge it. You don't have to accept my apology. I just want you to know that I was a piece of shit. And I'm really
like
sorry.
I think that's like an email. I think you take your time with that. You get the words right.
In some cases, yeah.
Maybe go back and delete a few of the sentences.
And also consider that your email in someone's inbox could ignite something. Like they might not even need that. That's why I think texts are terrible. Don't text me that. Jesus Christ. Yeah. Like, bloop, I'm so sorry for cheating on. What?
Yeah.
I'm having lunch with like a nice person right now.
Right.
I don't need this shit.
People would say, well, I can't see this person in person yet. It's like, well, you can see him in person later. But call them now.
No.
Because what I think they need is you had whatever happened is something. This is a call you've been putting up. So whatever happens, your heart's jumping out of your chest. You come back, they put you on stage, you start sharing, you're probably crying. Everybody sees, including that person, this is an amazing fucking thing. And then next thing you know, we get into call your friends, invite them over, how to upsell you, which I'll get to. Day two, you're up. Do the advanced course. I'm like, I'm 2/3 in.
You know what I think there's more to gain from after a day like that of intense anything, therapy like that, would be to maybe like write down your own thoughts, you know, and just put your mindset for yourself down somewhere. I don't know. Or like when you have a dream, like dream journaling, you're supposed to like wake up, right? Yeah. Like I get the point of like reacting in the moment to what's happening to like keep it raw. But like, yeah, that's a lot to put on other people.
Picture you get a phone call. Yeah. I learned we're not good for each other. What? I forgive myself for leading us on. What? Can we talk about this in person? No, that's not the point. I'm revved up now. Also, I got to, you know, eat real quick. My blood sugar is getting low. Oh, you mean you're hungry? And I forgive myself for feeling you were condescending, changing my big terms into simple rules. Okay, bye.
What if that phone call ends with the other person being like, how much money did you pay for this?
Right. I got to go.
Keith called me in the middle of this and he did tell me ahead of time that they will encourage him to call. So if he calls, blah, blah, blah. So I'm like, okay, if I see Keith calling, it's more pressing than usual. Sure. I'll make myself more available, whatever the fuck that means. Meaning like, honestly, whoever I was with, I was like, I might have to take a call. Big deal. He calls and I'm just like, the call's here. I'm like, okay, I'm very sorry.
Do people tell you not to pick it up? Because let me tell you something. You have a loved one you care about in Landmark. Do not pick up the fucking phone.
Well, I didn't tell people why. I mean, I told Baby Bud. I said, because he knows that you're in this thing. I'm like, he might call because they encourage calling.
Right.
I was with someone else. I'm like, I gotta take this. Let's see what this is. Keith goes, hey, I'm here. And I'm like, how you doing? He seems rushed. And I'm like, okay, just stay wherever he is. And he goes, okay, they told me to call you. I realized that I have to be done with Keith and the girl. And I'm like, okay, it really could have been anything. So then I was like, wait a minute, this is Keith. He's loving this. And then I'm like, wait, he's not responding. And I'm like, that's what he would do. And I'm like, come on, Keith. And he's like,
They got me to cancel his show.
But I was honestly, I was like, I'm prepared for everything.
Wow.
You know, yeah. I'm prepared for that. And I was like, if this is really, after some intense thought, is bad for him, gotta look at it, right? So I was like, let's look at it. And he's like, just kidding, am I supposed to post this thing today because I'm at Landmark? And I'm like, no, get off my phone, go do something else.
Well, Kat called me the first day and she was like, so if you want to do any of your homework with me, you could. And I said, no, they didn't give us any this time around. I don't have to talk to anybody. It's strange, must be a different program. Well, anyway, so that's the point of you know, what really happens in the story you made up, and we're up to $175 so far, okay?
I feel free. I feel $175 free.
There's a lightness.
Right? A simple thing was like, I lie to myself about blank when in fact I blank, and what am I missing out on? You know, I lie to myself, I can party with friends all night, not be tired the next day, when in fact I know I can't. I'm missing out on being productive the next day when the night before wasn't worth it. Something like that.
I went through this in my program and I lied to my husband about moving his career along when really I should move mine and I had to get off him. And I was like, no, because I already produced his show twice and it wouldn't have been up unless I produced it. He admits that. And, you know, I connected him with this and that's how we're moving forward on the next thing. And then I'm just like, okay, let me try following it. I let it go. All of a sudden, he's forced to put himself out there. Now projects are coming to him based on like the same show. And so I'm like, okay, take a step down. You know, I thought I was helping, but really I got to produce some stuff on my end. And as soon as I started doing that, as soon as every time I said, I got to tell him that he needs to do that, I pointed at myself and I go, I got to tell myself, like, I got to tell him that he needs to catch up on his email. I'm like, ew, I need to catch up on my email.
Projecting.
Yeah. Yeah. And it fucking worked. I am down to, and I've never been down to this, I'm down to below 10 emails.
What?
I don't, that's like insane to me. I answered all of the emails that I got today so far. That never happened.
Hero
like,
status.
I was like, he needs to do the dishes. The dishes, I could see the bottom of my sink because I did the dishes because I thought he needed to do them. I was like, why isn't laundry getting done? I'm like, because you didn't press the on button, fuckface.
Yeah.
That's right. Me. I didn't do it. Can't wait for other things to happen. And I've had the most productive week after like coming out of some nasty shit, and next week I'll be like, it's not working anymore.
That's called experiencing flow, I think, is what I call that.
I'm going to write that down.
We don't use that. Stay with me, people. Stay with me.
That's a free program.
Okay, wake up, people. Wake up. People are literally falling asleep all the time. I think it's the funniest fucking thing.
That's an expensive nap.
I enjoy. There was an 18-year-old, and you know, which again, I got some stuff from this. The younger you do it, the younger you do therapy, the better, I think. He was making this point. A big thing they go to is something called trying to look good and not trying to look bad, and all the stuff we do just to appear a certain way to somebody else. And this girl raises her hand and says, "Well, I don't think that's everybody." And any point he's making, it is fact for everybody. Mm-hmm. He says, so he's like, "Everybody, why don't you come on stage?" And it's like, I thought you know not to argue with this guy. But there's no fucking point. And
he thinks he's still in the army. Just do your 10 push-ups.
Right. And if he's saying something stupid, you're not going to go home with that. He's obviously tricking you, and there's going to be another point. But
take
anyway,
what you like and leave the rest.
So she comes on stage, and she's like, "Well, you know, I don't care. I don't care." She picture like, I don't know.
She's 18.
Picture she's 18.
Right? Okay. And what is she responding to again?
About the looks thing?
She doesn't, she doesn't believe she's fake. Oh, okay. She's like, that's not true. And
she's the one that got out of that in right. our society. She's that's
like,
good.
Well, that's what he's laughing at, right? She's half goth. The hair's covering her face. And she's like, that's not true.
Well, somebody who's going for the goth look is never going to admit that right. it's not authentic. You right. know, what is authentic? What is authentic?
Right.
What's funny is the authentic is the same place that you bought all those goth clothes, the same eyeliner that the rest of your friends are wearing. Yes. Very right. original, everybody. Yes.
Yeah. By the way, I did sign a confidentiality agreement. That is what happened. But my story is it doesn't matter. So anyway, this 18-year-old.
Loophole.
Goes to the front. They knew I didn't read it. Now that's the story I place on them. Maybe they knew and knew I wouldn't give a shit. I don't know. These aren't facts. I look around. Where is that? Where's that fact? I don't see it. I see a fan. The fan is there. What's happening right now in the present? It's spinning.
Circular. Circular.
Could that fan be anything else other than that fan at this moment? No.
You know what? Mm-hmm. This is in all seriousness. I do meditate on the word now because it always means something different. Right. And that's it. I'll just leave that there.
Now with, yeah, there is some.
You'll leave it now.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So anyway.
When?
What is when?
I don't even.
Is what? It's not even on your watch. When? You know what I mean? Now. You could do something now. 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 I mean now. 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 Now.
I want a watch that just says now. I right. really do.
And you go.
A yes. tattoo that I regret, you know?
They go, why are you always late? I'm here now. What is late? What is it? Is
look
it in the,
at it.
Is it even in the dictionary? I wonder if the guy's like, shit. All right, let me turn that into something. I fucked up.
We should send you to a retreat all the time. It's worth the money.
Yeah. You made it like I was saying crazy shit. I was just saying shit.
You should just run like 9 a.m. to 10 a.m.
Right.
Extra intensive.
I wake people
for
up.
$2.50.
They wouldn't be late, I promise.
He just goes now for an hour.
You're late, but who cares? And they'll go, well, I care. I paid for this, and I'll go ah, and they'll be like, that's a fucking breakthrough. I'll go call 10 people and 5 Hail Marys. get everybody over here. I have another class in 1 hour. I don't mind if you call my thing a class. You pretentious assholes. So anyway, they go, what about your clothes? I don't know. I'm comfortable in them. What about your hair covering your face? I don't know. I'm comfortable. It's like, you know, is it okay? And that's a big thing he does when like mm-hmm. there's an impasse and he just stares at you. Okay. And he ends up always breaking through though.
It's just a staring contest.
It's a staring
then.
Contest yeah. and they always break. And it's like, because yeah. I killed my mom. Done. Have a seat. No judging.
They like make something up, you know? Like, yeah. You're right.
Right. Okay, good. I'm going to count that. I know you're lying.
I agree with you. What you said about therapy being the most useful the younger a person is. I went through mine when I was very young. So I feel like that's when I got it.
How young?
11 is when I was hospitalized. Okay. Yeah.
Suicidal?
Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, like I haven't, like I said, been on any medication or therapy forever.
I got you.
It worked. It stuck. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. But I do think on the other hand, doing that to an 18-year-old and criticizing their, whether it's fake or real, their identity
yeah.
mm-hmm. is kind of like, give them their 20s to sort that out. You know, like, mm-hmm. I don't know. I think that's part of the fun.
There's a, I don't like, I don't know. I have conflicting things. There's the getting on stage and going, look at her. Mm-hmm. She thinks she's beyond this.
He takes the time to say, now, am I criticizing her? No. Am I mocking her? No.
Yes, but your
point. Now back to you, idiot.
I get it, because the difference is you're looking to be pointed out, because the stuff that you're covering, you're allowing, you're going, I signed this thing, you're allowed to point out the thing, right. so that I can quicker break through. But mm-hmm. It is weird to have one person going, I see you, I see you, I see you, you know, but.
Well, I'll tell you. So then she says, or the guy says something about, then okay, then just live your life. And she goes, what's the point? So obviously she's suicidal. And it's like, how do you just get that out of you? By staring at you? And then it seems during a break, they have some kind of conversation. She doesn't come back day two. Wow. There were two brothers that went there. Of hers and the mom. The mom and one of the brothers didn't show up for day two either.
Wait, they all came together?
They all came together.
I think that's a mistake.
That's weird. But when you say, is 18 too young? I guess it's nice that family's there. So who knows?
True. It's a family disease.
Right. But there was one kid stayed, I think in his early 20s. Also, by day two, because I happened to run into him a couple times. So what I liked about seeing him, I didn't know if she was a plant, to be honest. I didn't know if she was fake. Huh. Who the fuck knows?
Right. You're right.
Mm. But I saw this guy, and I guarantee he's not a plant, and he's her brother. But he asked two people out, and they both turned him down.
Ew, what? Wait, at what? Wait, what?
At the thing on day two. And I'm like, you wait until day three. And then get on stage and go, well, she said no, and I took it. You know, turn it into something. I had a crush on the sign language lady, and I should have went up, told a story, and then go, and a funny thing, everybody's nice here, including the sign language lady that's going to sign right now that she'll go out with me. You know, she has to by law, whatever she says. I do. You know, she has to.
I mean, it seems like it has to totally be an individual journey in order for it to work anyway, even though it is kind of a group thing. So the idea of a family doing it, I'm sure, one of the brothers is going to be there just like, well, I wonder if there's anybody hot here I can hit on, you know?
Maybe that's his problem, that they need to undemonize himself from it.
Right.
Maybe. I don't know. What did you think of the family coming there? On the one hand, it's odd. Like,
don't go with your family. Don't go with friends close to you. How are you going to be so honest? You don't bring a family member, a best friend into therapy and think you're going to have some honest breakthrough, right?
You do sometimes. So sometimes it's on your own so that you can deal with it by yourself.
I mean, if they're trained and it's some kind of family therapy, that's different. This isn't.
Well, I just feel like here's the chance for like, let's just all come out and be honest and then start living in that honesty as a family, instead of one person is honest but and then has to combat everything.
But what problems do they have? What's everybody's biggest problems, right? It seems to be
communication.
Communication in the family. And especially if you're 18, what's your biggest problem? It's mom in the second row. It's your brother in the fourth.
Mm-hmm. And you want to speak openly about it.
And you won't.
But that's the thing. You would think that they create an atmosphere of, you know, no embarrassment and honesty, and then they can speak even though your brother's in the room.
Right. Well, anyway, the kid, he says, well, I asked this woman out. She said no. So I put the story on it that she said yes, and I started masturbating.
Oh.
Yeah. So
what?
Joke's on her.
God. How did he tell you this, by the way?
He just did. I'm very personable. And
you spent your half hour talking to teenagers.
In between breaks. Like, there'll be a break, and then you go back to your seat. And whether it's the morning or after a break, people end up sitting next to different people, which I didn't like. I'm like, I found you already.
Right.
A, we get along. I don't want to sit next to a wacko. I don't want to sit next to a person where everything deals with religion. So what does matter in the end? Uh-huh. So sometimes when I saw somebody, we found each other and sat. But usually that's hard to do, and it's a shame when you get a fucking wacko. And this kid was okay in general, but because we made friends, he passed me some other time and said, I asked him, I was walking down the subway. He's walking further on the street. And he goes, I asked somebody out. I'm like, good for you. And I'm walking down and he goes, she said no. And I just kept walking. What I'm like, well, you got more to complain about tomorrow.
Wait, how old is this kid?
I'm so bad with age. I was talking to a woman. And like, we were getting each other to open up and talk. And then she asked me how old I was. I go, 43. She goes, whoa, I thought you were a lot younger. I go, how old are you? And she goes, guess. So I killed myself. And I think I'm joking. I go, 21. She goes, oh, actually, I just turned 22.
Wow. What does that say about you?
Right. Or it says, oh, young people need to go to therapy.
I mean, I guess. So the rest of the family never came back. It was just that kid.
Yeah. And then he goes back to the hotel. They were in a hotel. He goes back to the hotel.
Where'd they come from?
Long Island. But, it could get exhausting.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that means they paid for a hotel. They paid for four members of their family. Yeah,
did they get a refund?
I don't think there's a family discount. Yeah.
I don't think there's a refund either.
Yeah, like if you dip out.
Right. Wow. Well, anyway.
Good for them.
Yeah. So people, then you're told, so you realize the vicious circle in your head, the things you've done wrong and you've done to somebody else, things that are, you know, keeping your mind fucked up. Go out there, make your calls. And people did.
Did you?
No, because I'm not going to call rushed. I'm not going to call after midnight.
Did you make a list?
My rules are the same rules as they are for gremlins. And there's things I won't do.
Did you make a list of people that you would want to call after some kind of...
In my head, I know I'd talk to Hemda. I know I'd talk
Who
to...
Who the fuck is that?
I know I'd talk to Catherine. That's really it. Adam owes me $20. But other than that, I let it go.
We'll let you keep making that list. There's somebody listening going, what?
Right.
That's Andrea just put her hands up. What the fuck?
That's Andrea's story. And that's why I need to get her to go to Landmark. Picture if everybody in this room was as enlightened as me.
Wow.
And now picture everybody in your family. If they knew all the therapy, for lack of a better word, that you've been through, right? Now picture if it was, and they're not exaggerating, if this went on throughout the world, we would have world peace.
I mean, they're right, but they're very, very full of themselves.
If we could get ISIS into Landmark, they would just be coming all day. They wouldn't have time to bomb us or take a van into people in Barcelona.
Do you hear what Keith's utopia sounds like? Everyone's jerking off.
It's very sticky. I think, honestly, if a family... I feel like if everybody did this, then everybody would come out just so emboldened with their own personal philosophy and their own story a little bit, kind of, that, like, it might even... Wouldn't it maybe even be worse? Because everybody is like, well,
yeah.
I don't think anybody else's story is relevant to mine, and...
I saw you steal from a purse. Fuck you. You seem angry. Yeah. Well, you don't have integrity. You put that on you. Oh, man. Yeah, the lot of, and I'm not opposed to crying. I wish I did.
Did you not?
No.
Did they?
They try. They tase you.
Don't tase me, bro.
Right.
What was like the oldest person there?
There was up there. Yeah. She kept falling asleep, but it seemed 70s easily.
Yeah. I fell asleep at one of my meetings one time.
That's okay.
And you're like in a circle facing other people.
Right.
But here's the thing. A lot of people sit down in those chairs and they close their eyes throughout the whole meeting. And I do that too sometimes, or if I really want to listen, because, you know, my thoughts start going somewhere. So I close my eyes, and then 5 minutes later, I'm like, oh shit, I think I just fell asleep.
Well, so long as it was that kind of wake, I'm not like a... Right.
So, somebody went like, you know, hey, raise your hand if you haven't been up yet, and why haven't you been up? And somebody went up and said, you know, I hear these stories. This person was raped. This person's brother died at age 7, et cetera. And, you know, I don't think I have a story like that. I feel like I'm taking people's time. And I know $750, I would be fine taking your time. Mm-hmm. But he is, and I know it doesn't matter. My problems are my problems. But I don't have problems the way these people do have problems. So I get that. But then the guy keeps talking. He's like, and then, you know, it's a staring contest until the guy can think of something. He's like, oh, my girlfriend died at 9/11 and blah, blah. And like, oh, what?
Shit. Whoa.
And then the leader looks at the audience and goes, okay, he's Sri Lankan. And he goes, does everybody knows about 9/11? And I burst out laughing and I'm the only one. And I get looks back. I'm like, we're in New York City. What? That wasn't funny?
Keeps looking around. That wasn't funny. Listen, right. All jokes are jokes if they're funny.
I know I put it on me that I'm being judged.
I just want to say that I'm the comic in here. So if you tell me I have a tumor, I'll believe you. You got to believe me that that's funny.
Okay. Wait, just genuine question though. Like, do they encourage you to like kind of get into anybody else's story at any point? Or are you just supposed to exclusively...
Well, you're more about as a, like somebody you know or a person sitting next to
me? I just mean in life. Yeah, like somebody you know. Like, are you supposed to like take other people's stories into account? Or, you know, are you just supposed to process your own?
Process your own. Because you can. There's the facts.
Yeah.
And then the rest you process. So then you see what you want to keep and not keep.
I already said this. There's the facts and there's the story. Oh my God. Wake up. Are you awake?
Hello, people.
I don't know. I can't see anything since the sun, so maybe.
I'm not offended that half the room is asleep. Wake up.
By the way, speaking of the time thing, in my meetings, we take time. So you can only share for 3 minutes and you get a 1 minute warning, right? So it seems logical, but I try to be the timekeeper here. And again, you volunteer to do it. And I do it because I need boundary issues. So I need to stop people. Like sometimes I'll need to pee and I won't say it because I'm in a conversation and I have to learn to be like, just a second, I'm very interested in this. I gotta go pee. So dumb shit like that.
Yeah.
So I'm the spiritual timekeeper. Here's what you gotta do. Time starts as soon as somebody starts talking, and then you gotta go 1 minute as soon as there's 1 minute left, and then time when the time is done. Now,
this is at the meeting.
It's at the meeting. Now,
I thought you did this to regular people.
Yeah. Oh, I would love that.
That was 1 minute.
So here's the thing. I was a timekeeper this weekend for the meeting. And, you know, you have regular shares like, you know, I thought it was like this, but it was like this, blah, blah, blah. And then one woman was like, my mother died yesterday. I'm having some trouble. I know I just needed to make it to this meeting, but I don't really know. And so she's sharing and I go, 1 minute, wrap it up. But that's what I have to do. I have to go and I have to wait for the break. I see my timer and I'm like, okay, she's got 1 minute left. I'm like, 1 minute.
Well, the guy did that. It's like, I was raped. Okay, tell me, 30 seconds or less though?
Oh my God. In 3 words or less, how would you describe? I mean, I still host an open mic every Sunday when I'm in Chicago, and nothing is more awkward than when somebody gets into that bit about like, well, my sister passed away a few years ago, and you're like, hey, wrap it up.
It's exactly that. It's like, you know what? I might be being unfair to you, but like I gotta rejudge my brain to go, you know, there's 3 minutes.
Right.
You know that even these 3 minutes are helpful. And you know that because you have these 3 minutes, not only are you gonna get to your point, but you're also gonna not repeat themselves. Because I've been to meetings that don't have time. Mm-hmm. Honestly, no joke, at the 3 minute mark, and time yourselves when you talk, at the 3 minute mark, you start repeating yourself if you haven't already.
Wow.
You just start saying it in different ways. Look what I'm doing right now. I just did that.
In my in my meetings, we do that. I say, when you're talking to somebody, hold up 3 digits. But will they know what that means? Not until you bring them into the Mally. Now, the Mally will teach you. So day two, I wake up at 9. I'm supposed to be there at 9. My phone alarm went off, but it's not making any noise because I didn't buy the latest iPhone that came out 2 minutes ago, literally. Right?
Well, what's happened and what's your story? You know,
what happened is the alarm didn't go off. The story is that the alarm didn't go off.
What happened was you didn't, like, I guess they take that as excuses, right? Like, it doesn't matter what happened. You should have done that.
I'm not authentic. I didn't have integrity. I said I would be there at 9 and I was not.
So what do you think? Do you for a second think, I better not go. I'm ruining the second day.
Honest to God, yeah. For a second, I thought, should I call and start at day two next session? Next go around.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, all right, let me just go. This guy fucking repeats.
After 3 minutes.
I'm like, no. I didn't have my breakthrough. I missed hour 12.
When you walk into the room late, do they make that a thing? You know?
No, like, they did call me when I was on the subway and said, just seeing where, friendly, we're seeing where you are. Blah, blah,
wow,
blah.
They took roll call for 150 people.
Yeah, and I said, I had to do something at work. I'm 3 stops away. Thanks for calling. And that was it. And there wasn't any hassle.
Ooh, you're already lying to
them. I did lie. Yeah. So that's not authentic. But I'll tell you what, deep down, and I should have had integrity, but I don't want to talk about what my dad must have done to my first alarm clock. Let me just sit down and I didn't mean to fuck up. The subways were fucked up. It's the weekend. What is a subway? I don't know. It's real.
It's now. Right. Well, the subway's not now. That's the only thing.
Yeah, no. Subway's soon, hopefully.
They had a little section about parents and kids. I did like this point. It's silly, but they had everybody eight. They were like, you know, your parents didn't know how to raise you, you know? It is funny when somebody says there's no book on it. There's 6 million books on it, but okay. So they had everybody 18 to 25 get on stage and then said to the adults, us, okay, now look in their eyes and all their infinite wisdom. That's the age they were when they had you.
Oh, okay.
And I'm like, oh, okay, all right. We're up to $225.
What did you get out of that?
I'm like, yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, they were kids.
And in terms of your parents, how did that change the way you looked at them? Wait, just stare at him. Don't do anything. Just stare.
Say that again.
How did that change the way you viewed them? What did that do?
Now?
Yeah, because you're like, oh, that's a good point. My parents were young. How did that change?
Oh, they were morons. So I can't blame them too much.
But I feel like, don't you have moments everybody has rude awakenings when they realize, oh, my parents are not, they're fallible human beings. And, you know.
Yeah, I don't know what age I realized that, I know I make a joke about it in one of my stand-up albums, where when you realize your teachers are people, mm-hmm. oof.
Yeah.
Thank God they didn't let that slip when we were under 18, right? I'd know all the cities tomorrow. For what? What if you're at a party and you have to divide all the cities into equal numbers?
How many pizzas does everyone get?
Right. So anyway, it's the second day. We go on a break. We come back. People are getting later and later, it seems. But a lot of people are late. And I realized this is something he does all the time, no matter who your leader is. It's part of the curriculum. But he acts that he's so hurt and offended because he's dealing with a bunch of assholes and jerks that don't respect anything.
What language comes with this?
Jerks who don't respect anything and they're not authentic. They have no integrity and he's not going to lead the forums anymore. And he just sits there.
All right.
So I'm like,
In response to people doing things to you, you have a tantrum?
Right. It's absolutely a tantrum. And people start raising their hand. It's like, but he won't call on you now. You fucked up.
So then he becomes the hero of the story for carrying through with the thing you paid for.
Oh, that's cool. Just give me a refund. You don't respect me.
Right. So you start kissing up to him. And people are like, you're doing a great job. We're sorry. He's like, whatever. Somebody else comes up and goes, what about me and the group? You're a group. You work together. That's no integrity. You work together. Okay. Thank you. Bye. Next person comes up. Well, okay. Everybody, please. We have to be on time now. And da, da, da. Okay, I don't think I'm ready yet. And I'm like, you know what? Then quit and we'll do a class action lawsuit. What the fuck are you children that are adults complain? Please! It's half of day two. We're halfway through. He's going to quit. This is the first time this ever happened. What assholes.
It's interesting to shame people into doing better.
Yeah, but it worked. Nobody was late.
I feel like that's part of intervention, but maybe that's the person's story and everybody else is coming with love. I heard conflicting things about intervention.
We should have said, listen, I picked some things up and if this isn't out of line to say, you had us making phone calls. We didn't want to rush off them and get something to eat and use the bathroom. And I think you're taking it personal. And I think that's your story. The fact is, I'm late and made a ruckus with my chair. The story is.
Well, it sounds like you did learn it, though. I feel like that could apply whether, you know, this guy's an asshole or not, you know?
True.
So what were you going to say? Do you know?
Yeah, it's fine.
Okay, good. See, and I would think that I dismiss her, but no. I don't want to. Done.
You made sure it was in the past for her, right? You know?
Bye-bye, thought. You know what? Where is it? I don't see it. Look around. I don't see it. Is it under this candle? Nope.
Wait, try with the sunglasses, then take them off and you'll see it again.
It's like they live. Oh, there it is. No.
Oh, okay. It was about intervention.
Right.
It was. I heard conflicting things about intervention. One is that, you know, you get together and you come to this person with love going, hey, we can't handle this anymore. So we need you to step off our lives, but with love, we love you. We're going to take care, but only if you go to this next step. And then there's another one where it's like that only brings shame to the person. If they're not ready, they won't be ready. And you're supposed to just come at them with like, okay, no matter what, I love you. And I feel like it's two different versions of the same thing.
Yeah.
And I, you know, you can't really tell. Because every time you think of like, all right, I'm going to do an intervention, you think that person is raging against this so hard. What would make this be the break? Or he just lets go. But then I think if he doesn't go to the rehab or wherever you're supposed to go, then he disconnects and hits a real bottom and he either dies or goes to.
I mean, I think that no matter what kind of thing you're doing, if it's an intervention or if it's just any kind of therapy, like that person who's seeking the therapy or the help or needs the intervention has to be the one to make the decision to fix their habits.
And the true decision, not just, okay, I'll go to this rehab, because if they don't have the true decision in their head, they'll float through rehab and it won't mean anything.
And it'll be a waste of money. And you'll also not get anything out of therapy if you're not willing to look in yourself and do the work and apply the lessons to it. However,
be uncomfortable.
Right. So, I mean, an intervention can be a good wake-up call for somebody, but I don't think you can really... That person has to like already know that about themselves on some level.
If you
know?
Take them to the Mally, I get you on stage and stare the alcohol out of you.
I believe that.
I humiliate the alcohol.
But here's the thing. If they keep staring at people and it works, then does it work?
Keep staring, sure.
Did honestly, they stare at you? Are we going to get to you being on stage or?
No, I was never on stage.
Oh. Not everybody has to?
No.
Okay.
I think that that is seriously 90% of it is staring people down because that's so uncomfortable. That seems like right. That's what it is. Like yeah, these moments.
I went to that. I went to a different therapist. I tried, free via referral. I think I was on the third or fourth session with him. And I was like, I came in crying and I'm like, I don't really know what to say anymore. I think I caught you up. I need help to find the next thing. Uh-huh. And he just stared. And I'm like, you actually can't do this. I'm going to need you to help me to find the next thing. And he goes, well, what do you want to talk about? I'm like, I'm being clear that I don't know what to talk about. And I feel like we're wasting our time. And you're actually just really physically just staring at me.
Yeah.
And he continued doing it. And I never went to him again. And he was like, hey, did I do something? And I was like, no, I'll come see you if I need to. But in thinking about it later, I'm just like, I'm actually telling you what I need. And if this is your method,
right.
It's not working for me.
I live in a world of starers. You know that? Just walk around anywhere. Anytime you had a job and they go, hey, I want to return this. I'm like, we're a food store and that's a kitchen utensil. It's not necessarily the same thing. Well, I still want to return it. And then they just stand there and stare. So I get enough staring. I don't need to pay extra for it. So then they did an exercise where you're sitting down. You're sitting, you know, proper. Your back straight. You're not leaning. And you close your eyes.
Okay. Arena and I are both doing it.
Yeah,
okay.
Playing along.
Okay. And you picture, you know that you have somebody sitting to your left and your right. Now, I happen to be at the end, so I don't. But I'm like, okay, maybe when my eyes are closed, I open up and there is a person there. I'm ready for a gimmick, right? And they go, okay, so now I want you to think about the last time you were scared. And so people are thinking about this. And some people, and so many people, it sounds like, are crying. To the point where, again, I think they're playing mute. I think they're playing sound through the speakers, right? Yeah. I don't know what's going on, right?
Well, what does that make sense? The last time I was scared was I was afraid to lose my husband. My kid is on heroin and might die. Like,
right. Those are real, real hardcore ones. I'm thinking of like, a bike hit my car the other night. And
that's what I'm trying to do. So I'm like, okay, you're trying to get me to cry. Everybody's fucking bubbling up. I can hear their snot. It's a mess.
Why don't you just think of your latest My Name is Keith?
Right. So, well, I'm trying that. And then he goes, okay, now think that the person on your left and right hate you. They hate you. Keep your eyes closed. They hate you.
It just fuels Keith's fire.
And then I'm like, no, I was thinking about a sad thing. Yeah. But okay, now I'm okay. I'm not really scared of them, but all right, let's pretend I'm scared. So I'm picturing them like, argh at me. Yeah. You know, and I'm like, well, that's silly. What else? Then it's like, okay, picture everybody in this room hates you. And you're scared of them. And he says, even if you're exaggerating it, exaggerate it. And I'm like, okay, but what do I... Like, I don't know what to do. And so anytime he would say something, I'm like, you're kind of taking me out of it. Because he kind of like, you will never get real, will you? Will you? You're scared. You're afraid. And you have it locked down in your stomach. Maybe that's why your back hurts. And I'm like, is everybody's eyes open? He's really just yelling at me. Like, I don't know what the fuck is happening. So I try to think of sad things. And... You know, because that'd be more to me than being scared. I wouldn't be scared. And then he says, okay, think about all the people in New York City. 8-9 million people. They all hate you. And they're out to get you. And now I'm putting together a fucking zombie movie in my head. I'm like, I'm hiding through an alley. I'm like, okay, if they all hate me, that's even easier. Like before, I'm like, I'm going to pretend my best friends are laughing at me. And then he goes, everyone's in the world's a zombie. And I'm like, no, you just had me at a moment.
Yeah.
We're like, you know. I'm fucking somebody, but she's cheating on me. Like, I'm trying to get there. And then you're like, the whole world hates you. And I'm like, that's too many people. Fuck them. Aliens hate you. Parallel universes hate you. I'm like, okay, then I'm the dude.
What was, like, the point of that?
So people are really fucking crying. People are yelling, fuck you, I hate you. Another person yells, don't touch me. I'm moving side to side as if this is in stereo. Fuck off. So, I mean, one person's like, I think I'm going to throw up. Another, it sounds like people are hyperventilating. Every so often he'll say, I got your back. But I don't know. It sounds like people are about to die. So this goes on way too fucking long. I can't wait for it to end. I'm trying to play along. I can't. And then he says, now, look on the other side. What's on the other side?
On the other side of what?
I don't fucking know. And then there's a couple giggles. And I'm like, I think people opened their eyes, and then I start thinking, then there's more giggles, and I think everybody's looking at me, and I'm like, well, I'm not opening my eyes. I'm not going to feel embarrassed. You told me to close my eyes. I'm going to get into it. I don't know. When do I open my goddamn eyes? And then more people, and he says, you realize what the joke is. And more people start laughing. And I assume everybody's eyes are closed. And then that's the joke, isn't it?
What's on the other side? Oh, it's the chicken. Why'd the chicken cross the road? Oh, but you missed that point, kid.
I don't know.
Why did the chicken cross the road? To get to the other side. What's on the other side? Keith missed it. Now we'll never know.
Oh, my God.
The ultimate joke.
Oh, my God.
9/11 was funny to him. He got 9/11.
He goes, right. Keith, is it the France bombing? I'm like, well, look, I just laughed at an inappropriate time. So then he starts going, he's like, some people don't get it. And people are laughing. I'm like, I wonder if I'm the only one with my eyes closed still. And he goes, then the point is, okay, now that's what you were scared of? Because they're all scared of you. And it drags on way too long.
Yeah.
And he's like, so the whole world is scared of you. When you're in an elevator, people get scared, right? So can you imagine that you're scared of the outside world, but really, the outside world is scared of you? Meaning we all think the same thing.
Right.
Okay.
For 2 hours.
Oh, my God.
And then, you know, and then you open your, and then like somewhere through there, you know, I hear everybody laughing. I'm like, I peeked. I opened my eyes. Everybody's eyes were closed. I go, oh, shit. And I close them back like a kid. I'm like, oh, Jesus.
Wait, everybody had their eyes closed for 2 hours?
For however long it was. Oh, at least an hour. At least an hour it felt like.
That's wild.
And
you felt nothing. Keith, you're dead on the inside. Catch that.
A lot of people did. And then I'm talking to people later. They're like, no, I don't know what the fuck. What's the joke? And what are people screaming about? Fuck you, don't touch me.
That's so crazy.
Can you ask questions? Can you go, I didn't get it?
He admitted that the leader said the first time he did it, he fell asleep.
Okay.
He said he didn't get it.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. So I also listen to meetings online. There's great YouTube meetings. And right. So because I know the lingo, it's like you said, I find myself laughing in crazy places because now I understand these people's stories because they're the same as me and blah, blah, blah. And it's funny because I laugh and it turns out everybody in the room was laughing too and you kind of feel better about yourself. This is what I laughed at recently. This guy says that he heard, I'm an Al-Anonic. So it's people that have alcoholics in their life, but then it turns out it's just you and it's you attracting this kind of thing. So, so usually alcoholics say it's been like 3 years since I drank. So, and in Al-Anon, you don't say it's been however long.
Because Al-Anon, you say it's been 3 months since I helped anybody.
Right.
And they're like, oh, very good.
So, yeah, right. So you get it. So this guy said that he heard in a meeting, it's been 20 years since I felt like I had to plan my husband's death.
Oh, my God. Oh, wow.
And I erupted with laughter. The whole room erupted with laughter. And I'm like, oh, I get these people now.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, oh, these things that I'm listening to online, they're the shorthand for the actual meetings that I have been to for a long time. Now that I understand the lingo, I get why that's funny.
Right.
Does that make sense? Did you? So you guys didn't think that was funny, right?
No, it sounded sad.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it was so funny. I mean, it was from a dark place, but all these meetings are people talking from like the worst place. This one woman legitimately described how her life led to choking her drunk husband who came in. She was so sick of it. She was choking him underwater in the bath. She dragged his goddamn, but she was so fucking sick of it. She dragged his body, put him underwater, choked him out until he actually was dead. Then she said, thank God I was a nurse because I finally woke up out of it. Revived him, threw him in the closet, locked him in there until she can deal better with it.
Wow.
And he's the alcoholic.
Exactly. That's what they're trying to say is Al-Anon can get the same amount of crazy because you make a story in your head and you drive your life into this crazy place.
So right. If anybody thinks is nervous, they want to join Al-Anon, but was afraid there's not going to be exciting stories, there still is.
Yeah, totally. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, also, and, like what you said, like you tend to attract like the same things.
Yes.
Like whether it's, you know, alcoholics or substance, like whatever it is, that's totally true. Like I know a girl that has a stalker and then she started dating two other stalkers since I've known her.
Isn't that
it's
interesting?
Like, what are you?
Right. Yeah, and that's when people go to Al-Anon, people in their lives a lot of times are like, oh my God, you guys are talking about me and blah, blah, blah. And the truth is we're not. We're talking about how we ended up in this position, whether you were there or not, because if you're not there, I'm going to find another person or another situation
Your
that's going to be the same. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so this person, this is 20 years ago, right? this person sounded like the most enlightened. That's why the other day when we were talking about can people change, I'm like, I believe her. I trust her. I believe that she got out of her cycle and that her attempting that killing, and it sounds really weird, but her attempting that killing was her bottom. She did come up from that and she's never going to do it again. Mm-hmm. And in that there's always an option, but she and we will be able to notice the cycle way before that happens.
You know what his bottom was? The tub.
How good did that closet feel, you know, after all?
Oh, God.
That's the sunglasses off is in the closet.
There are some people where like their wives or husbands will stop drinking and they continue to be insane. And they're like, I don't like this AA. I don't like that. You know, why are people helping you? Why am I not getting help? And it's like, you're not because you don't go to your meeting. That's the same thing he's doing. So if you want help. And a friend of mine who listens to the show went, you know, your Al-Anon thing sounds really good, but I don't know if I have an alcoholic in my life. I laughed. because name a person who doesn't have any alcoholic in their life. Your boss, your sister, your brother, who, you know, it could be forced upon you. Like, you're a comic. How many alcoholics in your life?
Oh my God.
You can't. And so it's just hilarious. And the other thing is, you don't need to have it. You don't need to have someone drinking. You don't need to have nobody drinking in your life or somebody who quit. You are an Al-Anonic no matter who is around you.
By the way, the irony of the guy being in the closet is he asked for water after a certain time.
He would have to.
I'll give you fucking water.
I just think, like, I don't know. I do know people, and lately it's actually been something I've been thinking about a lot. Not that I'm in a program like that, but I feel like I've let go a certain level of caring about other people kind of self-destructing. Obviously, if it's somebody very close to me, but you know, yeah, I am a comedian. And in the last couple months, I've been around people that I'm like, you know, normally this is when I would ruin my own night by making sure you're okay. Mm. And I'm going to just not do that. And I'm going to be riddled with guilt thinking about, oh my gosh, I hope they're okay. And then I message them the next day and yes, thankfully they are.
I'm happy, like, and upset that they're okay.
Yeah. One of them totaled their car. Mm. One of them totaled their car that night that I was like, you know what? I'm going to just not worry about it. And then I feel still awful about it, but she's like, you know, I hated that car. She didn't get hurt. Everything did work out to be okay, kind of, but.
That sounds like someone's in Landmark. I choose to have wrecked that car because that's what happened. So I chose it.
Well, we would say you didn't cause it, you didn't create it, and you can't cure it.
Right.
And that's what you have to keep repeating to yourself. Mm-hmm. You didn't do any of it, so you can't take it on yourself, or you are being selfish somehow. You know what I mean? Like, you're the savior. You're the person who always makes it good. You're not doing anything. You're not making anything good. Right. That person's not there and they chose to not be there.
Mm-hmm. How tough it must be, though, for you to tell a friend that it's her fault that she keeps getting these stalkers. Because how do you, look in the mirror, honey. You're not that attractive. Like, how do you keep?
No, I mean, I don't even mean it like that. I mean, it's not even just that. Like, I know a guy that's had women, like, you know, force themselves on him in a very aggressive way. And it's happened to him, like, 4 times. And it's just, whatever that thing is. Like, for me, it doesn't even matter. But, yeah, I have a pattern, too, you know. And it's like, I'm trying to, like, figure out, I'm not going to keep blaming, like, oh, all these guys do this thing to me. It's like, what am I doing to bring these kinds of people in my life?
And that's scary because it sounds like you're victim shaming, right? It sounds like, well, how did I get myself in this position where everyone's forcing themselves on me?
Yeah.
They are still doing the forcing.
Oh, totally.
It's not taking off. Like, that person still is the kind of person who forces.
Totally.
Never mind that. What am I doing just in general in my life? Still, somebody might force themselves on me.
Yeah.
But
there's still things happening.
Yeah.
But, like, yeah, I don't want to put, basically, it's that my story is that I don't want to be, like, putting it on, like, oh, there's too many bad people in the world. Like, obviously, there's something that I'm not looking out for, right? Or projecting that's bringing that in.
So at this point in day two, everybody's going crazy. They're having these breakthroughs. Everybody's loving it.
Do you feel out of it? Do you feel like I'm being left out?
No, I kind of, I came there to grow. Again, I do think I got things from it. I do look at a nice amount of those people as simpletons. They made one phone call. Their mind is fucking blown out of all the possibilities. Okay, I can get it in certain situations. But don't be jumping so excited when he brings up again, you're ready for an advanced course. It's day two, you made a phone call.
Mm-hmm.
That it wasn't worth $1,000, this phone call.
Internalize your happiness, fuckfaces.
Right. Like, I mean, the guys.
Hold it in. Save it for your grandma. No one's interested in this Landmark forum.
The leader says people will say it's a cult, this and that. That's insulting, right? Let's go around the room. Why is it insulting? Because we better ourselves. Very good. But why? Also, somebody else, tell me why it's insulting when somebody says this is a cult. Because I can grow and I'm here for a reason. That's right. Why don't you say, hey, this is a cult? Wow. Why don't you save me from it? Right, guys? Everybody's laughing. That's great. Who else? Who else?
That's propaganda right there, during my time.
Yeah.
It makes me think of, when you say pyramid scheme, it makes me think of one of those, and it was one. I worked for one day. Those rip-off colognes, and you would go, it's like, sell these colognes for ever much dollars, you sell it more on the street, you keep the profit. And they're like, let me tell you, this, but people laughed at me. Look at me, I'm wearing a silk shirt. Yeah. I'm not this kind of guy.
You should have known right there.
You're laughing, yeah. And you're right, because I would laugh at me.
Because we're laughing because silk is stupid.
Guess what now? I have silk underwear, silk socks. It's a pretty nice life. My mom would laugh at me. Is this fake perfume thing a cult? Well, guess when she stopped laughing at me?
When you bought her silk pajamas?
When I got her fifth house. Wake up! Stay with me, people! Stay with me!
So, wake up. So, you're telling me you're rich. I'm not awake.
Right. So day three is more selling right away. And it's under the guise of standing up for yourself. And there's no, you know, I told you this vicious circle and a little, you know, I do this, but that really means that. What am I going to do? I get that there's something to that, but there's nothing to this. The lesson is you have to stand up for yourself. And in this exercise, talk to the person next to you and back and forth, call your friend, fake call your friend, and tell them why they should join Landmark. Again, the beginning of day three out of 3 days. Tell them why you should do it. And the other person, you say why you can't. And this time, I want the other person to say no. And now you find different reasons why no is not an answer. No joke. I turn to my friend. I go, raise your hand. Ask if no means no. He goes, fuck no.
Oh, my God.
So sales training is part of it.
It absolutely is. And he goes,
standing up for yourself.
No, but if standing up for yourself is part of it, when is the part where you stand up for yourself against the guy that's trying to force you to sell his seminar?
Now, that's the story you put on yourself. Yeah. So somebody did complain. Like, it seems like all you're doing is selling us on stuff. And you're forcing us. And he goes, what did I force you to? And he's like, well, when you passed out these cards for the advanced course, before we even checkmark anything, you just told us to follow you and write down our name on it. It's like, okay. What? You pushed me. Did I push you? Like, a physical push is a thing.
Whoa.
But I pushed you? Can you stand up for yourself?
Whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah, he is.
Can you imagine knowing this person, like, in real life? Like, what a nightmare that must be.
I said that a couple times to different people as we moved around. Picture living with this fucking guy.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
But that reminds me of, like, the...
Don't take no for an answer, he's saying. Find another way. I'm like, well, nobody's finding this strange. And they did find it strange at the breaks. You would hear, like, yeah, that's too much.
Yeah.
But it must work. It must work because at the end of day three, he does the advanced stuff again and then says... Okay, you know what? You can sign up to the advanced course, but only take 15 minutes, okay? We have more to get to. Can we get this done, people, fast, please?
Whoa.
Yeah, we can. We can do it fast. We don't want to fuck around. We already got yelled at day two for being late. We'll be back. Thank you. Thank you. We end up fucking standing ovation to him. He tricked us.
That's crazy.
Whoa.
No, thank us. No, thank you.
That reminds me of the high fructose corn syrup commercials that have been out lately. I don't know if you guys caught this. So there's, in one of them, there's two moms and it's obviously like a gathering of children and they're playing soccer or whatever the fuck. And then they go to the table where all the juice boxes are. And one of the moms is like, oh, juice boxes. And the other one's like, what's wrong with juice boxes? And she's like, you know, high fructose corn syrup. And the other one goes, so? And she's like, well, you know what they say. And she goes, what do they say? And the other one goes, I don't know. Because we don't all know how to, you know, explain. She goes, no. And then she goes, well, it's high fructose corn syrup. So that's like corn. Is corn bad for you? And the mom goes, no. And she's like, well, corn is corn. So, and that was the high fructose corn syrup fucking commercial.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
I saw on the internet that I've seen a lot of things on the internet that.
Do you know what cocaine comes from?
Yeah, coca leaves, right?
A leaf that actually has a lot of benefit and a lot of wonderful things. But if you extract something, it becomes cocaine, which is deadly.
Right. People just chew the leaves where they come from, right? Like as like a...
I don't really know, but I know there are some health benefits to it or some food that you can... I don't really know, but...
So you're saying I'm not supposed to eat chocolate. I'm sorry.
Right. Isn't that crazy? And then we just... We allow that commercial to happen.
That's nuts.
The same as the Nutella commercial. Do you remember that? Part of a nutritious breakfast. How yeah. do you get your kids to eat breakfast? No joke. How do you get your kids to eat breakfast? Add Nutella on it.
Oh my God. I can't even watch TV anymore.
I guess nails. Nails are a part of a complete breakfast, right? I made you eat the nails. Yeah. Now here's fruit. And
the thing with this Landmark guy, though, the more you talk about it, it's like, I don't think he could help one person. Like, by themselves, or even two people. I think right. his whole thing relies on what happens in a group mind.
I agree. Mm.
Yeah. And like from any comedy show, if I'm in the back, like somebody has to start the clap, you know, right. If you start clapping, everybody's going to clap, you know, like there's, yeah. you can manipulate a whole crowd so much easier, I think, than you can manipulate yeah. one person.
I was at a David Letterman taping. They ended up kicking me out because I kept starting applauses when nothing was happening. Hi, folks. And I'm like, and they're like, oh, I guess so.
When I worked at Second City in Chicago, I was waitressing. And, you know, you see the same sketches over and over and they're trying new stuff. So I would always laugh at like weird moments or funny faces yeah. they made or whatever. And the producer at Second City, I remember one time said, hey, can you just not laugh when it's not a laugh part?
Like, yeah.
But I mean, like, it throws the whole room off for sure, well, you know?
Get to know yourselves on stage.
Yeah, I mean.
Can
yeah.
you not laugh? What if you have an audience member that laughs?
She just didn't like me as I smoked a lot of pot in the green room. But, you know.
I like you.
Thanks.
Because we're going to smoke a lot of pot in the green room.
All right, so here's the gist. There's another thing that is interesting. It's an interesting tool. Going to your past and realizing, you know, what made you. You know, for an example, and I think this is a reach because I do have friends that I can talk to, but I'm thinking, okay, I when I was a kid, I don't know, it wasn't a conscious choice, but I was a nerd, not now when, you know, a supermodel can be a nerd, that's impossible, but
and beat up kind of nerd.
When it had nothing to do with intelligence. I'm skinny, spines on my back, and I don't know how to talk to boys, let alone girls. So I'm sure that maybe I made jokes. And then once I started being funny, nobody's picking on me. They actually want to be my friend. So maybe I'm too jokey because I do realize, and it came from that. I do realize I'll talk to people, I'll say something completely normal, and it wouldn't be a close friend, but I'd say something completely normal and they laugh. And I'm like, did you not hear that? Nothing was said funny mm-hmm. at all. Did you just assume it because you didn't get my point? And then does that hurt me? Do I not have some real connections? And then I'm like, no, I do. like I'm trying, you know, I'm reaching, I'm trying.
Yeah.
So anyway.
Do you count sarcasm as joking?
And if I'm
talking. If you respond to someone in sarcasm?
Yes. Yeah, of course. Yeah. 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 So I'm trying to think of these things, but I get the point. The point is of this whole thing, of all 3 days.
Is that you're evolved.
Right. Is that, you know, you have your stories and you have what happened as a kid. You know, what are you lying to yourself about? It's all about all these things that you're stuck with no matter what, because they already happened. They're in your brain. Even if you made up a story, it's in your brain. But it takes them 3 hours to drag this on. So assume it's told better than this if you feel like you're missing something. Mm-hmm. But you have all that. You're just a machine because all this stuff is in your brain. And you can't. So people would come on stage and he'd say, okay, so what don't you like now? What's the problem? That I just told you, basically, life is empty and meaningless. I'm like, well, we paid money. Why are we here? And all I'm thinking is, it's 4:30. There's more. What? So life is empty and meaningless. Well, fuck you. You don't know my life. He goes, okay, why did you say that? The point being, because you're a fucking robot and you can't help it. Well, I'm saying it because you're asking me what I'm thinking. Okay. And that goes on, it just drags on way too long, but I get the point.
Just trying to dangle you guys all off the edge of some kind of.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, oh, we're going to kill ourselves now.
Oh my God.
And then he goes, but here's what you could do. And he erases the two circles in that vicious circle and goes, erases all the meanings that we had. It's like, yeah, it's empty. Okay, and it's meaningless because nothing's there.
But how do you put something there?
Now you can put it there.
Okay, do they teach you how to put it there?
Advanced course. Only $1,000.
Oh, you got me. Keith, you're good. They really trained you.
I love that you're just very just like, no, tell me what's a suggestion. Give me a suggestion of something I could try to do.
Right. Let me take something home. Like, okay, yeah, you broke through, but like, you can't live your life this way. You got to live your life this way. Okay, give me some tools. Give me some... items to do, some things to write down. Right. Did they give you any? They could, right?
He threw something on the board, like the future is this and the past goes to here and five is nine and six is two. Good day. But I even got up like, maybe I can't see the board right. I'm like, I don't know what that is. Fuck you. Because if it was a point, you would have took 5 hours explaining it. If I missed it, then it's not my fault.
The only therapy I've tried doing in the last few years is when I worked at Grubhub, which was a nightmare of a job. They know it makes people miserable. So they were like, well, you know what you can do is have 2 free therapy sessions a year. As we know, you probably want to kill yourself. So I know from doing therapy that you're not going to fix anything in an hour of talking to somebody. It takes so long just to find a good therapist.
Right.
But I was like, yeah, I would definitely like to talk to somebody right now. I have a lot of tears. And I went to this therapist, the one that they gave me. I get there and I'm like, I just need somebody to listen for an hour. It's all I can get from this. That's what I'll take. She was deaf. I'm not even kidding. And I was like, well, this is a sign. This is a sign that therapy is not what I'm looking for right now.
Could she read your lips though?
Here's the thing. She was like, she had like a hearing aid that was malfunctioning. And so here's the thing. She's
telling this story like, this bitch came on my worst day. Right. My fucking thing was malfunctioning.
I mean, for real, probably. Like, but
I will never love my dad.
But she wasn't calling. She didn't call in about it. She was like, well, I'll just kind of fake my way through the day. So this therapy session was, she was wearing headphones that were hooked up to a wired microphone. And I had to do my therapy into a microphone. And I was crying into a microphone. And it wasn't even working because towards the end, it finally clicked to her that I'm talking about doing stand-up comedy.
No!
And I was like, okay, and then this was not worth it.
And then they go, now look, you've had a mic in your hand the whole time. Go out there and do stand-up.
I mean,
she's responsible for your awesome stand-up career.
Right.
I guess so. You know what? I should find her. Right. I should track her down.
So they say, and then at the end of everything, we learned that was the big lesson. Basically live in the present. The past is the past. The future, mm-hmm. you don't know, live in the present. And there is, as simple as it is, I think we can all admit there is something to that if you never...
There's something to all of this.
Right, Well, I'm just saying, it doesn't have to cost $1,000.
Right.
You know, but it's something I never thought about necessarily. And I've heard that, live in the now. But you don't think about it. You have to be bored shitless for 3 days.
But like specifically, I listened to a podcast. It was like a TED Talk about just happiness. And right. That's one of the things they say where this scientist or doctor did a survey where he asked people like just this thing, this program where he collected data where if people are in the moment of what they're doing... they're in a better mood. Like if you're driving and if you're just thinking about the road or the exit or on the train and just thinking like watching the stops go, you're going to be happier than if you're letting your mind wander about other things most of the time.
Right.
Hmm.
Yeah. No, he says
that.
I alluded to this earlier, but I mean, and it gets a little ridiculous, but he says, you know, say you choose things when you don't choose things. And he literally says, you know, I realized it when I was in traffic and I go, I choose this traffic. Now that sounds a little mental, but okay, I guess that calms you down from punching the steering wheel. I don't know.
I don't know. I would figure you choose your response to the traffic. This traffic is going to exist whether I get angry or not. What can I do other than get angry?
That's funny. You're coming here to the forum and you're telling me what you would do. Because how is what you've been doing working out for you?
I'm saying that's not what I do. Because I've been, I have been listening to like TED Talks and YouTube things and blah, blah, blah. And I'm just like, wow, I really am more calm. And then I can't find my good pencil that I wanted to write my journal. And I'm like, so fucking journaling is terrible.
Right.
And then I'm like, no. Well, let's laugh at this.
One of the things I read was like, ask yourself about everything. Like, is this something I need to be doing? Yes. Okay. Well, is this something I want to be doing? Oh, okay. Yeah, I guess it is. Like, I guess I do want to sit in this traffic to get to, I don't want to.
Right.
You know,
we're all very psychotic.
Yeah.
When it comes down to it.
The leader asked me, you know, how are my breakthroughs going? And I said, fuck you. I don't snitch on myself. Nice try.
That's great. Yeah.
Did you do any talking in public? Any of the...
I raised my hands a couple times when I thought it was appropriate. I didn't happen to get picked on. I did not raise my hand when it was like, what's a synonym for nice? Polite. Very good.
I can participate.
Right. He did say...
Well, not everyone talks for a living, so they've never been heard.
The end of day three, they try to sell the advanced course again. And then they go, now who didn't sign up for the advanced course? Like, also, there happens to be 10 other little courses that they give as part of this where you don't pay more. And I'll go to at least one, see what it is. I can't believe it could be good if it's free.
Yeah.
But anyway, they go, who didn't sign up because of money? And I raise my hand, and I don't have $1,000 for what I just went through.
Right.
If it's another weekend, no. I don't have $1,000. I raise my hand. A couple people raise their hands. And he goes, And I'm like, well, I wonder where this is going to go. A scholarship? And he goes,
you can create money.
Yeah. And he goes, you can create money. I don't mean physical money. I'm like, okay, then I'll give you that. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to guess you're going to need physical money. But okay, here's money. Ta-da. Oh, I gave you too much. Keep it. Keep the change.
You're so generous.
Right. Keep the transformation. So anyway, then he goes, okay, thank you. Meaning we can put our hands down now. There's no point. And he says, you can make the money. No, I'm not talking physically. I'm talking you do something and then you get it physically. Like, let's say you put down $200 today. You'll come up with the rest.
Oh, that's how you manifest it. Now, I believe in manifesting. I believe if you put energy in your mind to something, like it definitely will, including money, including physical things. You just keep asking for what you want and they won't appear, but you'll drive your energy to it. So you'll drive your emails to it. You'll drive your relationships to it.
You'll do some landscape and you'll mow a lawn at age 43.
Honestly, but it's not if you put $200 down, 550 more will come.
Also, it's 800. It's 1,000 for the advance.
It's more money. You get a discount if you pay all up front. You get a little discount if you pour 200 down. So we call this, and he says this, we call this throwing your hat over the wall. Who knows what that is? You throw your hat over the wall, your nice expensive hat. You have to go and get it, don't you? So you'll have, and everybody's nodding at this
point. How about don't throw your hat over the wall?
And everybody's nodding to everything because the mean man yelled at you yesterday and now you have his approval and handshake.
Ugh. I really believe that's how Scientology goes for it.
Yeah. Right. Oh, yeah. For sure. I took a personality test at the Church of Scientology.
Fuck! We need to do a whole marathon with you. Fuck!
Kristen Toomey did with me, actually.
Really?
Who was here with me last time. We were in LA and we passed by it and we're like, oh, maybe we'll see some crazy celebrities if we go in there. And
the Church of Scientology.
Yeah. And we're like, oh, they have a free personality test. Oh, man. It is nuts. I mean, she was freaking me out because she was trying to act like she was really buying into it just to like trick them.
Yeah.
And it worked. And they totally it's not a group thing where they totally pinpoint her and single her out as the one they're going to trick. And they just treated me so poorly the whole time, you know, and try to like divide us a little bit.
Wow.
And it's so many questions and they still send us letters. And as soon as we left, she's like, that was such a huge mistake.
Right.
Why did we go in there?
I've done that too. The same one in LA. And you fill out all these questions. I'm like, maybe I'll know something about my personality. I will not buy that volcano book.
Right. Right.
And then at the end, it's like, oh, interesting. And, you know.
They don't give you the results.
Everything's so nothing.
Yeah.
Where it's like, oh, there's nothing. I got to buy a $6,000 packet.
You have to pay for courses. And also, one of the videos they show you is all about how the Scientology centers are for questions. Come in and touch stuff and ask questions. And then they have that, whatever it's called, the machine. Right, that's supposed to sense your fears or
the e-meter.
Yeah, the e-meter, and we did it, and the lady's like pinching me to like get a response, and like making me think about my dad, like to get a response about a bad thing. But then I was like talking to Kristen. I was like, you know, I think it's like a mood ring, you know, where it's like if it's just. So I was like, I wonder if we just go try it, if it'll do the same thing. And they tell you in all the videos, this is a place to explore. This is for that. And as soon as I went over there to try to touch it without supervision, we got like swarmed by their security or whatever and escorted out pretty much in a very delicate way. But they definitely walked us to the car and not.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Very intense.
Yeah.
I was talking to my friend Adam today, and he's asking me, you know, he's laughing at me, but he's like, how did the weekend go, Yoda? You know, all this stuff. And then I ended up saying, you know what? In 2 days, I can bring friends and family. Why don't you come by? And I didn't hear from him. I'm like, where'd you go, buddy? Hello? And he said something like, well, if I wanted a head shrinker, I'd blah, 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 some mom joke, you know, giving him head. And but you're thinking like, okay, Keith, did you make a mom joke back? And I didn't. Now, does that give validity to my feelings of wanting to fuck his mom in the future?
Yes.
Yes. Am I saying I will definitely... Hello, wake up, people. Am I saying I will definitely not fuck his mom on a date yet to be determined? No.
No, you can't think about that now.
Of course not. But I don't want to fuck his mom now. I have to do this show and I have integrity and authenticity.
You can't be limiting yourself.
Right.
Truthfully, you know.
But man, can I use a drink? Anyway,
did you not drink through the whole thing?
That is correct.
And
no, I was into it. I'm still alive.
All right,
so I've not been drinking, but it's also that feeling of like, well, actually, this does make me not feel good all the time.
Right.
You know, I was at a wedding this weekend. Okay, Real talk real quick.
Okay.
We all got ecstasy at this wedding.
Yes. Like, ecstasy or Molly? Same
Molly,
thing?
Molly. Okay. I think, well, Kenny DeForest has a very funny joke about how Molly is what people my age call ecstasy, so we don't feel bad about it.
Oh my God. By the way, I saw Kenny's special while he was doing it at the Creek. My God, when that shit comes out, you better get it.
Cannot
Kenny
wait.
DeForest, let him know on Twitter. Let your friends know. So fucking good. His bit on yoga. Okay, continue. Go.
Is it ready? It's like, I'll just keep waiting a little more. And now it's like, I can't believe how good it's probably going to be. He's the best. I haven't heard it, so I can't talk. But I know it is.
Fascinating stuff. Who else?
Kenny, I love you. It was a great wedding party. Everybody was very happy. But it's funny, it's like I haven't been eating meat lately, or I stopped smoking cigarettes as well. But both of those things were just kind of like sick of feeling bad. And then at this wedding, like I ate a piece of chicken and I smoked 3 cigarettes. I was beating myself up the next day. I was like, okay, how about we not get mad about the piece of chicken when you were on Molly?
Right. I'm amazed you can put chicken in your mouth on Molly.
Well, it was before the Molly, but it's like, I'm not going to, you know what I mean? Mm. Like, it's like one of those decadent nights where you just are like, okay, I'll let it slide.
And your decadent night of chicken.
I had chicken and I was like, those 3 cigarettes. Am I going to beat myself up when you were on ecstasy?
I was on cocaine during this weekend. Yeah. It just wasn't drinking. The poll was, will Keith show up drunk at Landmark? 23% said yes. No, like a bird, baby. A judge, an ox, a gopher, a clam. Are you kidding me? No, absolutely not. I took it all in so I can complain sober.
Are you thinking of any kind of therapy? I know you said you might be doing these one-offs where I think half of it is going to be a selling point, but you did catch some stuff from it, so why not?
I would, sure.
Are you doing any other thing?
Oh, easy. Well, they do give you... They
because
do
have, I have a program that's only $650.
They do have these 10 dates, 3 hours a day, every other or so Monday. And I'm like, all right, again, I'm surprised you're giving shit away for free or such a racket.
Wait, like a free sales pitch you can go to?
No. Right, I don't know. I don't know what it is. But they say there's little lessons. And then people said, well, should I wait before I take the advanced course? And I'm like, no. No waiting. It's perfect if you go to both. But I can't imagine what this 10-course thing is. Obviously, I can go to one and judge, but...
It's another way to get them to make you come in if you didn't... And to get you in... To have you stay in the program.
I guess. Mm. But if you can give me one little tool each time.
Yeah, then you win.
Then I got him.
Good for you.
Yeah, I guess.
I had to give him, I didn't say, a Keith and the Girl blank check, but that's just to hold my spot. Rena Calm. The Twitter account is at Rena Calm, RENACALM.
Mm-hmm.
And the website is renacalm.com. You like her stand-up? Does she push buttons? Yes. Does it bother you? That's on you.
That's your story.
Every Tuesday, she'll be at the Chicago Laugh Factory, and she'll be back here in New York in October. So keep an eye on her tweets, keep an eye on her website, and you'll know exactly what's doing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So there you have it, everybody. You are fixed. Your boss tells you did a project wrong. You go, that's the way you took it. There you have
Except
it.
Except for Andrea. You can't say that.
No, because I know all the tricks.
I learned how to stare people down until you get your way. I feel good about that.
That is a good takeaway. Yeah. I'm going to work on that.
All right. Someone owes me $25. If you like this episode, tell a friend. Thank you very much. KeithandTheGirl.com.